Okay, it's recording.
And this is for all you drama queens.
Hello, my name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book. Hello, my name is Elder Grant. It's a book about America a long, long time ago. It has so many awesome parts, you simply won't believe how much this...
And cut off and intro. We're so professional here.
Dear Chicago.
What happened?
Oh, sorry, technical glitch.
Oh my god, you always do that. Girl, you were in charge of the intro.
Here we go again.
Dear Chicago.
Don't touch anything.
Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys, everyone. This is Ricky.
And I am Groot.
No, you used Groot before. I think should use something with your Texas hair right now.
Oh my god.
Your hair is so Texas right now.
It's very big.
So we'll just call you Texas hair.
Sorry for the technical glitch at the beginning.
Right. A Mexican can't do anything.
No, this is what happens when you...
when you try to make all the white people do everything.
Right.
Welcome to the most racist show you've ever heard.
That's not true. I've heard worse.
Oh, right.
Anyway.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 604. Mm-hmm. It's been a couple weeks since we recorded, right?
It's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Because yo stupid ass decided to go up and get married up in the Floridas.
Hello, and have a birthday.
And, well, no one cares about that.
We are recording from Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago.
You are listening to a show where two gay guys talk about their Texas hair, their non-existent Texas hair, and candles.
Okay. I'm not sure where that one came from.
So Roger's hair is...
It's pretty magnificent
touching
right now.
God's testicles. I mean, it's that high.
You
haven't put any
product in. God has a vagina.
Maybe he has one of each. Maybe he has one ovary and one testicle.
Oh, that could be true.
And a half a penis and a half a vagina.
That is very interesting. So she's transgendered?
Yes.
Is what you're saying?
God is transgendered.
God is trans to that gender. Anyways.
Which would be awesome.
Well, it would be awesome. But,
so y'all, a lot of stuff has happened since we've been gone. And one of those is Roger trying to be Kelly Clarkson, and it's not working out so well.
I mean, just an ass.
I mean, hold I up. Miss you.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, right.
So y'all, I went and I got married. I'm hitched now. Sorry, guys. I'm no longer available. Only through Snapchat.
Fucking whore.
Also had a birthday, which was my birthday kind of got skipped by everything that was happening with the wedding.
You have some nerve.
So I kind of forgot. Well, I forgot about my birthday, essentially. And I haven't been able to go on Facebook and
really
thank
because
everyone
you reminded
yet.
Everyone a lot.
Well, yeah, before, but not during the week. Well, I want to say thank you to Roger for extending my birthday because I got a happy birthday gift today. Mm-hmm. That was nice. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. That's just the kind of friend I am.
Almost non-existent.
That non-existent gift is going to come back to me.
So I do want to thank everyone of the podcasting world of your well wishes for my birthday and the wedding. It was really nice of you. I really appreciate it. I mean, when you have like over 800 people wish you happy birthday, it's so hard to say thank you to every single person.
Oh, you fucking dick.
I'm just kidding.
Do you know that when people said happy birthday to me, I said happy birthday to every... I said, not happy birthday, I said thank you to every person that...
I couldn't do that because there was too many. But you, anyway, can I tell you what my strategy has been lately?
What?
And you're going to think I'm an awful person.
You probably... Well, you are an awful person, but anyway.
So my strategy is every day I check to see whose birthday it is. And if I don't know them or if I haven't talked to them ever on Facebook, I remove them. So then I don't have to go through a list every day. I just have new people I need to remove. Is that awful?
No, but you know what, though? I I'm starting to get to the point where it's like, who needs 157 friends? 147 of them I don't talk to.
Well, this is the thing about Facebook. If I did not have this show, or if we didn't do the show, I probably wouldn't have Facebook because I find it fucking annoying and irritating, and it doesn't work right. It's just not what it was, as when it first started.
Well,
so,
I mean, I like Facebook because it does allow me to stay in contact with some of those people that I don't get to see on a daily basis. However, I think a lot of people tend to forget that Facebook is just a social media platform, and they get all like sensitive on everybody.
Right. They get their Facebook. What am I trying to say?
I don't know.
Texas hair.
Tarred.
What am I trying to say, Texas hair?
They get their Facebook feelings hurt. This is what happens when you try to reference a previous show and don't remember the title.
I don't know why, but I love
what?
The saying, oh, your butt hurt.
Oh, she's butt hurt.
Oh, Lord, my microphone's going all over the place. Shit.
Well, you know, I don't know. I think that people take Facebook way too seriously.
Oh, they do.
If I delete your ass off Facebook,
don't come knocking on my door.
There's a reason why you were deleted.
And it's because you're a bitch. or I'll unfollow them, but not unfriend them. Which is, it's pretty much the same thing. It just doesn't hurt their feelings.
Right. I could give a fuck less. I've had people come up to me and be like, you stopped following me. You stopped interacting with me. Well, goddamn. Why? You didn't interact with me. Like, I was the one that was trying to make, interact with you. And then all of a sudden, like, I got busy or life happens. And then, you're like, oh, you don't interact.
How or you get a baby and you don't talk to me no more.
Oh, let's not go down that road. Anyways, so we're going to go ahead and start the show with our favorite thing to do.
Oh, okay.
Which is emails.
Sorry, I had to get up from the microphone for a second.
Wow.
We got some emails and we got some phone calls.
We just have...
as Big Fatty would say.
Thank you so much, everyone, for all the activity that's been going on in our videos. That's really nice. So let's start off with the first email, which is from Shane. Well, actually, it's the only email that we got. We'll start with Lala Lauren.
No, not Lala Lauren. It's just Lala.
Oh, it's not Lala Lauren.
Just Lala.
Sorry, it's Lala.
And Pawnee.
Lala.
La.
All right.
La.
Sorry, Lala.
La.
Okay, so she says we. Okay. This is from Lala in Pawnee, Indiana, and her title is We don't just eat organic. We grow our food organically. Please take this from someone who grows her own food. When we grow our green beans, for example, we use no pesticides, and when we harvest our food, we can it. The process of canning food involves killing the bacteria inside the beans and placing them in water, sometimes with salt, and putting them in very hot water. When you do this, the heat kills the bacteria, then vacuum seal the jar so that no more bacteria can grow. There are additional chemicals required. This is a process that has been used for hundreds of years. I don't know if it's for hundreds of years, but okay. For low acid foods, like carrots, you have to use a pressure canner to complete the canning process, but the effect is the same. It's an easy process, and the majority of the nutrients that plants intake come from the soil. This year, we are even raising bees, so we will have food and honey. Sorry for the long rant, but this is an issue close to my heart. One of the reasons that organic food that is certified as organic is so expensive is that the certification process is so expensive. They have to have inspections and follow certain protocols in order to keep that certification. Then it has to be shipped from the country to the city and sold. Love the show. Miss you guys. Lala Pawnee, Indiana. So, first of all, I hope that you're using sea salt because salting in water can... It gets absorbed in the food. And, God, I would think that would affect your blood pressure at some point.
All canned food has the salt in it, but
right, which I'm saying, but like when you when you say it like that, yes, but that stuff is like perfectly measured, you know, if you are canning it at your home. I wonder, I'm sure she's measuring it, and I'm sure she's taking that into consideration, obviously, because you don't want your food to be extremely salty.
She puts one cup of salt per green bean,
right,
in the jar. Oh my God!
What is she drinking? Sand?
Green bean flavored salt. Ooh, is what that would be.
Awful.
Eat any canned foods, really.
I don't either.
I
see why she's doing this, because she wants to preserve it so she has enough to last for winter.
But that's a lot of work.
But I don't think it's a lot of work. We did a lot of my mom and my uncle used to do a lot of
salsas.
Not sauces, but they would do, what's that called? They would put it in vinegar and like
pickled.
But yeah, pickled.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that hard. It's just you have to wait a long time for it to, like, if you don't have the right tools and you just do it like the old way, it takes a long while to pickle it. but I mean, this is exactly what I'm talking about. And I like the fact that she pointed out that the food does come from the soil, which was in reference to what I was trying to tell you the last time. It's not just about eating organic just because you pick up something that's organic. Like, you have to make sure that the soil that they're using isn't ridden with pesticides or any kind of preservatives or anything that isn't, I would assume, natural. And I don't know if there is soil that is sold that doesn't have any of that stuff, because I think over time the ground just picks up all the pollutants and whatever.
Well, the pollutants from the rain. I mean, you can't control that.
Right. So I figured, like, and this goes back to what I was saying in regards to, if you have control of being able to put what you can in your body and it be organic or like just healthier, then I think that you should do that if you can. If you have that control. That's what I was saying in regards to, like, if it's buying lettuce that, you know, lettuce is a really sort of, it's not non-nutritional. But, for example, like spinach. Like, if spinach is literally, like, 99 cents more if it's organic. And, like, for example, Jewel, which is one of our grocery stores, they have the big box, you know, like you saw on my counter. That's $5, and that's organic. And
that's not bad. I think is bad is when you have one apple that is not organic, which could be, let's say, 40 cent itself.
Right.
You have another apple that looks the exact same thing, but it's organic, and it's $1.40. No. I'm going with a 40 cent apple.
Well, that's a little excessive, because usually if, in terms of pricing wise, like, usually if it's organic, there's not that much of a disparity. I will say that you would probably see bigger disparities like that in like fish or meat. Where it's like, you know, like, for example, if you go to Trader Joe's and you buy
the hell do you buy an organic fish? They all live in water.
No, not organic, like wild caught.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because there is you can't say organic unless it's raised, like farm raised. And the issue with raising fish in farms is that they're
not free to swim.
It's, yes, that, but also they're not raised ethically. So meaning like they'll put like, if you have a pond that really should only have like 3 to 4 fish, they'll put like 20 fish in there. And that's not like, so essentially they're churning them out like a puppy mill. So you want to be careful with the type of fish that you catch. Because they do say you can, for example, eat ethically raised salmon. Because those are typically, you know, they follow high standards of growing or whatever, but you prefer to get wild caught. But like, for example, like if you go to Trader Joe's and you want to get organically fed or organic grass fed cow meat, like a pound of ground beef is $5.99 and then just the regular ground beef is $2.99. So yeah, you're spending like $3 for that, but you're also getting a better quality of meat, you know, assuming that, you know, because you have to remember, like when you eat organic, it's not just about like the fancy word being organic or whatever. It literally is about what the fuck you're putting in your body, the chemicals that makes a huge difference on your DNA, your stomach, everything. I mean, so that's why I'm saying, like, if you can control it on your end, that's great. But
we do control it on our end because we don't eat mammal meat in my house. So,
yeah, well,
I mean, but I don't eat it.
But even chickens, like,
yeah, I'm not too worried about the chicken. Although Tony is very specific when we go to a grocery store and it's like the store brand or Purdue or whatever the name brand is, he does choose the name brand. But I don't know if he chooses it because it says ethically raised or cage-free.
No, but like for example, like you know, the best kind, cage-free doesn't necessarily mean that it's completely cage-free. However, it doesn't mean that they're in like little coops and they don't have room to move.
My thing is, and the big price difference is eggs, between cage-free eggs and regular eggs.
Yeah.
There's a huge gap between that.
Not all the time. Like at Trader Joe's, they have levels. And that's just, and the reason why they have levels is because like they'll be fed. So like, for example, like the type of eggs I get usually cost me like anywhere between $3.99 and $4. Like $3.39. I think the most I've ever paid for them was close to $4.99. It's expensive
for 12 eggs.
Yeah, I mean, when you kind of round it out, not really. I mean, it's, yeah, at one, like, one bang, sure, like, you can get just regular eggs that are just whatever. Like, if you just go pick up a pack of eggs, it's going to be, like, $2, $2.99.
Not of regular eggs. You can get regular eggs at 99 cents a dozen.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
You can. Sometimes cheaper.
And that to me is scary when you see eggs that cheap. But anyway, because if you were to get them at like, if you were to go to like a true like butcher that has like, you know, like they get their eggs from the farm, you're not going to pay 99 cents for a dozen. You're going to pay a lot. No,
but what I'm saying, in a grocery store, that's like the price differences I'm talking about. Why is there a $3.50?
I think
too much.
I think it's
especially for an egg, you're just going to put in a cake.
Well, I think it's just because you're used to like not having to see that and not having to, like, we're so
conditioned. I lived on a dairy farm. We had chickens. I know how the process works.
Right. But so, that's what I'm saying. Exactly that you should appreciate. I mean, yes, it is expensive, and I see, and a lot of the times I could see why it's like, oh, that shouldn't be. However, but it really is how they raise them. I mean, when you think about a chicken being in a little like little container that they can't even barely move, and all they're doing is being forced to produce eggs, like, and they're not being fed. They're not like able to walk around one. They're not being fed healthy feeds. They're being fed just a bunch of like, what is it, hormones and shit, so they can grow really fat so that once they're done,
they can kill KFC. Them. And,
right. That to me, I'd rather pay the $3.
I feel bad. I mean, the chickens that we had were just
roaming around. Right.
So I can see the point, but I don't see why there's a $3 difference. The process of getting the chickens' eggs is the same no matter what. You still have to go get them from a nest. So it's not like I don't understand why there's such a big difference.
Well, one, because of what Lala said, in terms of like, it's expensive. Then you have, it's
the certification, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's just a trickle effect. It affects the farmers because they have to,
it's the government. It's a conspiracy.
Sure. It sucks because we end up having to pay those farmers. And I mean, in essence, we don't even know if we're paying, if the farmers are actually seeing that $3 hike.
They're not.
You know, and it's sad when you think about it, but we also don't live in a, like, yeah, I mean, in the summertime, of course, we can go to like to the, you know, the cities around the, you know, the suburbs around the city and even the little towns that are farming communities within Illinois or even Wisconsin or Michigan or whatever. And we in Indiana, and we can pick up stuff like that, but that's not going to last. And eggs don't last forever. So we don't live in an area.
Yeah, they do.
No.
Yeah. And when they're bad, you just throw them at people. All right. We've been 20 minutes on organic food. We need to. Let's talk about something happy. Can we do like a phone call or something? I know we got a phone call.
Buy organic if you can.
If I was on food stamps, I'd be more than happy to buy organic.
Oh my God.
But you know what? I'm not. So
you clearly don't care about your health.
You're gonna play that phone call. Are you gonna listen to it?
From Denver.
It's a short one.
Wanted to wish Vicky happy nuptials and happy belated birthday, and happy Roger, and all that stuff. So anyway, oh yeah, happy 600th show also. So glad you guys are still doing it.
You said 500.
It looks like you had a pretty awesome wedding, Ricky, and I hope you guys are doing well. So take care. Bye.
Oh, he said happy 500 or 600.
Yeah.
Whatever, just 500 or 600, just 100 shows different. Thank you for calling, RC. We appreciate it.
Yes, I have no idea what you said, but thanks.
Well, that would actually require you to put on your headphones.
That's okay. I do something that you don't, which is listen to the show afterwards. Yeah, so that's okay.
You guys, we just entered RC Martinez into the Kathy Bacon contest. We have some listeners that have already been drawn in or put in, but you also still have time to do that. You can give us a call at 863-666-0377 and pretty much now just enter in the contest. I guess you could tell me happy birthday and happy nuptials and
happy belated.
Happy 600th. But
happy belated.
Yeah, just go ahead and enter it. She said whoever's the winner is going to be very happy. Like, they're going to, it's the bomb.
Oh, well, that means she should send us one.
No, we're the ones holding the contest. Roger, we're like the radio station. Anyone that works for the radio station or a family member cannot win.
yeah, but they get lots of gifts.
They do get a lot of gifts.
They get to go to Madonna concerts and Janet concerts and Mariah concerts.
Well, the Mariah concert really a gift?
Not in the last couple of days. last couple months.
All right, so
are we just going to go into it?
We're done with the voicemails.
Sorry.
And the emails, so we're good there.
Yes.
Y'all, that was eggs and spinach.
And Gouda cheese that I made for him. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So let's talk about Apple event.
Oh, we're going to go into that.
Yeah, we're going to go into that first.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Wait, let's talk about my birthday stuff first.
Oh, Lord.
Because
here we go.
Remember, we went and had margaritas at Caesar's Killer Margaritas. It's like it's really a touristy place to go to get margaritas. And it's not real Mexican food.
No, and their food is not that good.
Right. It's just touristy. No, I don't need it right now.
Okay.
But we had some margaritas, a lot of margaritas.
It's like I will tell you, it's probably like one, maybe two steps above
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. I got it.
We had a lot of margaritas. You didn't drink any, right?
I didn't drink anything. Well, I drank the two shots.
We got free shots.
So the tequila shot and then the shot at the other place.
Uh-huh. So we went there. It was like a surprise bachelor party for me. I had no idea it was happening, or for Tony also. So we had buttons and we had these like headbands that were huge diamonds, and they had veils on them. Took a few pictures, and then we had dinner and everything. And then the big surprise was at the end when Kevin was like, "Oh, we have one more stop."
And which, by the way, Ricky's fucking lazy ass was like, "Oh, I just want to go home now. I'm tired.
I'm tired." But it was a Tuesday night.
You were going on a fucking trip the next day. Who cares?
I know. I didn't want to be sick.
Whatever.
Which I did wake up with a bad hangover.
I was going to say, you did wake up anyway with a hangover. Yeah. Anyway.
So we go to the Lucky Horseshoe. Is that what it's called?
Yes. And for those of you who don't know about the Lucky Horseshoe.
Roger, please explain the Lucky Horseshoe.
Okay. First of all, the first thing that we need to understand is that Chicago doesn't really have a lot of strip bars. They have them, but it's like one or two in the city.
They can't get fully naked.
And they can't get fully naked. One, two. We only have one gay strip bar. We used to have two, and I think back in the like later days, like we had maybe like three or four. But today, only one.
Mm-hmm.
We have other bars that host a stripper night, but that's not any better. And then there's a couple strip bars throughout like the suburbs. I think right. There's like maybe one or two that are all female, and again they can't get naked. I think they could be topless,
not bottomless,
but not bottomless. And by bottomless, I think there is even a standard for that. I think you cannot show vagina like right. at all.
And I don't so think you, can you show could butt. Just like wear a maxi pad and you'd be okay.
Right. So this is probably the most tragic strip bar, like ever.
Okay,
I think that if you had a strip bar in like the South, I think they would even do better than this one.
Oh, it would. First, we walk in and we're the like second set of customers that are there. There's only two other people in the bar, and there's like.
No, there
10
was more.
Strippers.
No, there was more. There was 1, 2, 3, 4. I think there was like 6, and then we walked in, and there was about 10 people, and I think there may have been like a couple people in the back, but because we never went right. back there. But the the upside of customer versus employee, it was employee, like the employees outnumbered us by like 10.
So that meant instead of one stripper trying to get a dollar from you, you had three strippers at one time trying to get a dollar.
Yes,
from you.
Yes, and let me tell you, there was like one or two that was decent.
The Latino guy was cute. He just couldn't move.
But he was just like, and then he would look at himself in the mirror. Okay,
they all looked like dead. They all looked like dead salmon dancing.
If you remember, my little skit. When we were in Vegas, about the girls who were the strippers who were dancing on top of the casino.
Oh, yeah. That's
the casino bar. That is, that was the equivalency of the male version of it. Because right. It was the same fucking thing. It was like, I'm just here to get a dollar.
Right. There's not enough people here to get a dollar. Then we had one stripper come and rub his penis all over her legs.
He was like trying so fucking hard.
Can I give you a dollar to go away?
Yes. Now, you know it's bad when you have to think to yourself, can I just give him a dollar so he can go away?
And I gave him a dollar and he went away and then he came back.
And then looking for none, he
was
rubbing.
And then his dick was all up on your leg. I am not a strip place kind of person. It's
neither
not a place
I
feel comfortable in. So I was kind of there like,
okay, so I'll tell you that for me, the reason why I'm not a stripper kind of person, because I immediately sexualize it. So like I want to like be dirty
and rape the shit out of them.
And
piss
like
on them,
I want to go pay the $50. No, ew, where are you going with this?
No, you don't want to do that?
No.
Oh. Is that too dirty?
No, that's disgusting. I immediately want to do that stuff. I immediately want to just pay the $50 so you can go suck my dick upstairs.
Do they do that there?
There are some places where you can have a little sexy close time.
Well, the one guy that was hitting you up with his penis was straight.
Supposedly. Remember? But had the fucking biggest, like,
hard
lisp.
On. Oh, yeah.
He didn't have a hard-on. Are you talking about the white guy from the South Side?
Yeah.
He did not have a hard-on.
When he was hitting on your leg?
No, he was soft. He was trying to get it hard. I think it was the meth was not kicking, had kicked in a little bit.
Remember he said he only slept 2 hours a day?
Yeah.
I was like, no one can live off that unless you're on meth.
Exactly, my point.
And his teeth were kind of scary.
The Latino guy was cute, and actually he lives around here. The Latino guy was cute. He smelled like BO, though. Like, not good BO. But he was nice. I mean, he was trying so hard. Like, he was talking to me, and I felt really awkward, because I'm like, and it takes a lot to make me feel awkward, and he was making me feel really awkward.
Let me tell
you. Because
I
was, like, sitting there, I'm like, I want to, like, have a conversation with you, because that's what you're going for.
But I also want you to suck my dick at the same time.
But, like, you are also standing here, like, and I feel like you're only talking to me because you want me to give you a dollar. And I just didn't, and I was not going to give him a dollar.
Well, they all really were just standing there to give him a dollar. But let me tell you, the one that worked the hardest and the one that always works the hardest are the Asians. Oh, he was up there.
He was in a Britney video.
He was, like, Britney video / clogging.
Yeah, he was, I mean, he was working for those $2.
And
that
his waist was like the size of my pinky. And he had, is he the one that had the buttless jockstrap on or something?
He didn't have a butt.
But he had that thing that kind of made his butt stick out.
No.
He had
an Asian butt.
Or that was the Latino that had the buttless.
No, well, it was, there jockstraps were two. Are. There were two guys who had. There was this one guy who had the jock, who. Initially, when he came out, he was the one that was a trainer.
Right.
Right. And that his butt looked amazing in those underwear. And then he came out with the jock strap, and his butt did not look as amazing as it did when
that's the one that bent over and his brown eye winked at us.
No, that was the other one.
Oh, okay. Lauren was like, oh my God, there I just saw three. This booty hole. Lauren was with this, you guys.
Yes. There were three guys that were decent looking.
Mm-hmm.
There was the Hispanic guy. Then there was that guy that you're talking about that his brown eye winked at Lauren, which was he was the shorter guy. And then there was the trainer, and he was the other white guy that had the glasses.
Oh, the one that was really muscular. Yes. And he looked kind of cute, but you weren't for sure.
Yes. And then he had, like, he first came on and looked like he had a huge package.
He was really tall.
Yes. And then he came back when he was dancing and his package wasn't as big because he had different underwear on. So, and then there was the other guy with the glasses who did have the hole in his underwear.
All I know is that Tony was having fun. He was trying to get Lauren to spank all the guys.
Right.
Giving her daughter going, go spank him. Go spank him. I'm like,
it's just,
what are
you know
doing?
What? First of all, it's just, for me, it's an uncomfortable, it's just a very uncomfortable.
If it was bigger and more people around you, I think it wouldn't be so obvious that they were just there to ask for a dollar.
Right. I don't know. I just, yeah.
And then remember the crazy vet guy?
Oh my God.
That came and asked us if any of us had a room he could stay in just so he can get an address because he's homeless.
Yeah.
My dude, you were on a cell phone. You are not homeless.
With a computer at
yeah,
the
with a computer.
He was at the strip bar with a tablet and a cell phone begging people for a place to stay at.
Right. No, that don't work for us.
Go fucking to Steamworks. They have rooms that you can rent out for $6.
Oh, yeah. For the whole night?
Yeah. Well, it's like, I think it's like $6 for like, no, I'm sorry. It's $20 to get in. And then you could rent a room. Like, it's, I think it's like 6 hour periods. Like,
God, I hate when I have my 6 hour period.
Who has 6 hours to just be fucking all day? It's like, that's a lot.
People do that all the time.
Yes.
That's how that place stays in business.
I've seen it on XTube.
Are there any XTube videos that were filmed in Steamworks?
I don't, it never says. I don't, like, in the description, it never says that. But I mean, I'm sure. Like,
right.
Anyways, but so it was just, it was a gross experience. I didn't have as much fun as I thought I would have. Mm-hmm. I wasn't drinking wine, and I was really tired from the day.
Okay, so it's okay for you to be tired.
No, I was still going to go out. Like, I still went out.
Did you know about all of it before I even invited you?
Yeah, and I questioned him about it too. I was like, really? Strip bar? You know, I don't think he likes that. He's like, oh, come on, it's fine. I was like, okay, I guess. I just, you know, it's like, it's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Like, I would have rather us go to, like, Sidetrack and, like, hung out,
and
had a couple of drinks, relaxed a little bit, and then, you know, maybe gone to one more bar and then gone home, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I would have liked that.
But I appreciate the gesture, though. It was really nice of him to do all that for me.
Yeah, of course. It was fun. Tony.
I always say, me. Me, 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 me.
Oh, I wrote a song about... Me? I wrote a song about Sergio called Me, 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 Me. He should remember that.
All right, let's talk about the Apple event.
Okay, you want to go straight into that?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my God. All right, so first, I want the new laptop, even though I don't need it. And the only reason I want it is because it's gold. And it's thin.
So, I have a... Okay, so I follow the Cultcast.
Called a Mac.
And they have a podcast, and I listen to that. I love their podcast. And I have to say that I'm not... Like, I'm impressed with the redesign. However, it's kind of like, where does it fit in now? Because... First of all, it's 2 pounds, so it's smaller than the AirPlay, or not? I'm sorry, Air. Not the AirPlay, the MacBook Air.
Mm-hmm.
It's lighter than that. So, is this their phasing out of the MacBook Air? Because it's expensive. It's $1,200.
That's expensive. Which is what we paid for this, right?
Yeah,
this is
what we and it has this. Less power than that, and I think it's even less power than the MacBook Air. So that's what I'm saying. So what the cult of Mac was saying was that I think eventually it's gonna go down in price, and they're eventually probably gonna get rid of the MacBook Air, and then this will become the equivalency of the MacBook Air, because it's obviously a little bit thinner and yada yada yada. Because the specs wise, it's not that better than.
But it looks pretty.
They were kind
I
of
love the gold, and they're kind of upset that
I
the
love
gold.
The gold.
Gold finger. Ew! Put his skin in a box. That's so gross.
Oh, I'm gonna save it for later. Yeah.
And he's like trying to resist.
So,
gross.
You know you've done it.
I've never eaten my own skin. I can say that. That's just gross. They did get rid of the glowing apple, and a lot of people are like
pissed about it. Yeah.
Woo! So it's no longer the apple.
The cult of Mac was saying that this is probably sort of the biggest departure from like Steve Jobs in a very long time with this particular computer, because at this moment in time we don't know how much Steve Jobs had
this
hand.
Moment.
Oh my God. And okay. so we don't know like if Steve Jobs had a hand in this. Also, the Apple Watch was not something that I think Steve Jobs had a hand in either. So it's interesting.
Because I think Apple normally works on things 3 to 4 years in advance of what's going to happen.
Well,
had a little bit of feedback, but he went CPC tie. So he couldn't give his opinion anymore.
Well, I don't know. I think
Apple
it's just,
Watch. What do you think?
I'm still not convinced.
I'm kind of excited. And I kind of want one.
I
want
to see it. I want to play with it. I want to see what it looks like. And even then, I still think I'm going to wait for the second generation, because I think that the second generation or the third generation is going to have more added value to it than just this watch. Although someone did make a good point when they were like a lot like reporters and things like that were making a good point, is that, you know, the outrageousness of the $17,000, which is the most expensive Apple Watch you can get, the expensiveness of that when you compare it to a jewelry like a statement watch, like a Cartier, Bruteleg or whatever,
a Fossil,
like, right, when you compare it to watches like that, like those watches are way more expensive, like $50,000 and more, and all they do is tell the time.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you have a $17,000 gold watch that does more than just tell the time. The other thing too is that it does the same thing as the regular watch. So it's like, who are they trying to cater?
So is it just the bands? Are the bands what make the price difference?
Yes, the band is what makes the price difference.
Because they're all 8 gigs.
Yep.
They all can only hold a certain amount.
Everything is the same. Everything is the same with the exception of the case that it's in.
Oh, and what it's made of.
What it's made of, and then the band.
So you could you could get the cheaper version and then just buy a band from the more expensive one that you like.
I don't know about that. That's another thing that wasn't really cleared.
Well, the bands are interchangeable.
I think so.
No, they are. That's one of the... That's like one of the big things about it.
Yeah, but I don't know if the, I don't know if you can get an aluminum head, and then have a gold wristband. Like, I don't know if you can do that. So that's where
we shall see. The one I want, the one I like, is the magnetic clip one, the blue one that clips.
Yeah,
I like that one.
I do like the, I mean, here's the thing. I do like the watch. I think it's a pretty watch. I love the aesthetic of it, and I like the bands. Most of the bands I like. I feel like, you know, the Cult of Mac made a good point. Like they were saying that they feel like Apple doesn't really know what it's gonna do and what it's for. They just introduced it. To be fair, it was the same thing with the phone. Like, they didn't know. When they first introduced it, they were just like, oh, hey, we have a phone.
And it doesn't have any keys.
And you can do very minimal stuff with it. Right. Like, you can do very, very minimal stuff with it, but have at it, right? And it was really expensive. I mean, the first one, I paid the original price for the first one, and then I got a refund of whatever, because then I guess Apple got really pissed because then they introduced... Then later on, they introduced a cheaper one, and it was like, wait a minute, we all just paid you like $600.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. So I think that's what's going to happen. I think a lot of people want it to do more. Like, they want it to read your blood pressure. They want it to, like, you know, I think they were expecting a little bit more, but I think Apple just doesn't know yet how it's going to do in the market.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a market that they've never tried. You know, it's the same thing.
Just like with them, like, doing with the car.
With the phone, too. Right.
Yeah.
They didn't know with the iPad. Same thing. Like, these are all new markets that they're trying out.
Well, that's also what's made them the richest company in the world.
Right. Well, they've changed the game. I mean, you know, when you compare this watch.
Game changer.
Right. When you compare this watch to other smartwatches like it, they're not. It's a different, completely different league. It's not the same.
Yeah, like the Pebble watch, like, first, I guess you can use it with an Apple phone, but I don't fully understand it, like, exactly what it does. But
that's the reason why I'm just confused as to, like, what do I really need it for?
I need it for when I'm in a meeting and I can't get my phone, but I can just, like, what time is it? Oh, I have a text message. And I can read it and be like, oh God, it's so late. I wish you guys could see this, but oh, so late. I mean, look at the time. It's just, and as I'm like saying all this in the meeting, I'm like reading an email,
right?
Or texting, or I do like the fact that you can have a phone conversation with it. Like, you don't have to take your phone out. So if you're in the car, you could just be like, da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. And it also gives directions from the phone too.
Well, if you were to buy a new car, you have Bluetooth, so you wouldn't have that problem. Just saying.
Well, ain't nobody got time for that right now. I want a car that's gonna have CarPlay.
They were saying that CarPlay right now, like, they like early tests and early reviews of it say that it's really bad.
Well, it's Toyota and Honda were like, no, we're gonna stick with
Honda. Took it out. Mm-hmm. I thought they stayed. I only heard Toyota. Yeah. I haven't heard about Honda.
I think Honda's out too.
Really?
I think both of those are kind of my favorite cars. Like, if there's there's a couple Kia cars that are like the upper, like the Genesis. That's like a really nice car.
Yeah.
Where's that Hyundai? Whatever.
Hyundai is a good car too. Mm-hmm. They've returned, like, Kia and Hyundai. They've returned from the depths of hell.
Yeah, because when Kia first came out, remember, everybody
that
was like
Daewoo.
Right. Daewoo lasted 3 days.
Well, Daewoo was a car dealer. Like, they were cars first. And then they went into electronics.
No, they were electronics first. They were like toasters and shit like that in Japan.
I think they actually started off as cars, and then they went into the electronic, like the small electronic business.
We're going to have to research that.
Yeah, maybe. I think. Anyways, but I think Kia took over Daewoo, and then that's how Kia began.
You know what I miss? Datsuns.
Oh God, I don't even know if I remember that. Is that like the Datsun truck? I can't. You'd have to show me a picture.
Is that the Gremlins?
I love the Gremlin.
No, that's a German car.
Janet Jackson used an original Gremlin in her I Get Lonely video. That's her when she's driving in the car. That's a Gremlin, an original. I'm like,
I love you.
No.
So
what, I mean, yeah. Like I think right now I'm leaning to not getting it. I think initially my first thing is, oh my God, it's a new Apple product. I need to get it. Fuck what it does. I just need to get one. But then at the same time, it's like, you know, it is an expensive piece of jewelry. Cause let's face it. That's what it is.
Yeah, jewelry.
It's an expensive piece of jewelry.
Right.
And it has a lot of features that normal jewelry doesn't have. However, I don't like the fact that you have to take it off to charge it. The good thing about that is that they did say that you can charge it. It only takes like an hour and a half to charge, to do a full charge. So you could take it off at work and charge it at work while you're working, and it will charge fully, that's a great thing to know. But I still have to take it off and charge it.
Right.
You know, I do want to go. I need to look at it, play with it, and see how it goes. So
I already have the one I want listed as my favorite in my shopping cart. So when it's available to be purchased, if I get it, then I can just go straight and get it.
Yeah.
And then because that same day that it goes on pre-order is the same day that it goes into the stores for people to try it on, you know, so.
Going back a little bit to the MacBook, it's really interesting that they reintroduced that again because they phased that line out. Because it was just the MacBook Air and then the MacBook Pro. And then the MacBook Air didn't get a Retina display. Like, that's
interesting. I think they must be getting rid of it.
I think that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I think they're probably going to phase it out, and eventually the MacBook is going to get lowered in price.
But look, I am still one of those, like, naysayers about trusting the cloud. Like, I do it only because, you know, it's really the only way for the computers that we have to, like, keep our stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I do, like, the iTunes Match or whatever. That's fine. But, like, my more personal documents, like tax returns and stuff like that, I kind of don't like keeping that on the cloud. I just don't trust it. It's weird. I know it's so stupid. It sounds stupid. But it's like, I'd rather have my own hard drive and keep everything on it. Because I know I have it and no one else can get into it.
Yeah, I mean, I have the same issue too a little bit. Just, but you know, at the same time, I'm starting to get to the point where I just don't want to, like, carry any more shit. And I mean, even though, like, the hard drive that I have is sufficient enough where I don't need to, it's not a lot to carry. I mean, it's very small. But in terms of documents and things like that, like right now I've started to just scan everything. I don't want to keep anything anymore in forms of paper. I'm just going to scan everything at work and then save it as a file on my, you mm-hmm. know, email it to myself and then save that file into my hard drive. Right. Because no one needs to keep that paper anymore. Yeah, I mean, I'm a little afraid of that, but to be quite honest with you, eventually that's all that's going to be left. And, you know, it's you're going to have to just trust it at some point, you know? I mean, even before, like, you and I started to, like, do the show the first time and you and I would talk, like, you were always like, oh, I have this and I have that. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't know if I trust that. And slowly,
I've kind of reversed my stance on it, only because of all these data breaches and stuff that people have been going through.
I mean, it's not any different than someone robbing you. You know, I mean, if you're like, you know, if they rob your phone or if they, you know what I mean? So I try to think about it that way. And it's like, well, I mean, if it's going to happen and people really want this shit, they're going to get it somehow, some way. It doesn't matter. Right. So I guess that's the best way to think about it.
I do like the fact that I just did the iPhoto roll thing where it, like, all your photos goes online. So it doesn't stay on your phone. And then you could just look at it and, you know, download if you want to send it to somebody or whatever. But the only thing is that when I did that, it deleted
everything,
all my stuff. So I'm like, so where are the photos that I had on here?
They're gone.
Because
I took it off. I turned it off.
Well, mine's on iPhoto. I downloaded all the photos onto iPhoto before I did
this. Yeah, that's what I do.
But eventually iPhoto is going to go away because it's going to be all your photos are going to be in the cloud.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. It's just interesting because it's like I can't access. I want to have immediate access. But like when I tried that library, iCloud library for the photos that you turn it on the phone and it did the same thing. I didn't know where to go to access them. Like I couldn't access my photos and I'm like, what the fuck? I don't want, and it erased everything. So all my files, like, cause I have separate folders on my phone. Mm-hmm. Like I have my tattoo folder. I have my wallpaper folder. And I'm like, all of that was gone. I couldn't access it anymore because the fucking thing took everything and deleted it. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I couldn't.
Was it in the cloud?
Yeah.
Like when you logged on, it was in there?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all in the cloud, but I can't access it now from my phone because it's not a folder.
Because they
on
haven't
my phone.
Come out with the that's what the next update's about is so that you could do that.
You know, so I think there's a lot of things that they need to work on still. That's not like, you know, it's still they're working shit out. But I do like the fact that they have the new keyboard, although a lot of people were saying that early reviews of it were saying that the keyboard is like touching a screen.
Oh, it's not so much of a key.
It feels like a screen touch because of the way now the new one, and a lot of people are complaining about that. And the trackpad. Well, I think the trackpad we have, don't we?
It's a different trackpad.
Isn't it the same as this one?
No. It's got some kind of thing in it. So like if you just lightly touch, it'll do one thing. If you touch it harder, it does another thing.
Yeah, we have that, don't we?
No. We have like multiple scrolls and stuff, but it's touch sensitive. So like...
I thought they said, oh, maybe it was because they said that the new...
Because ours is the springboard kind of thing, like they were saying. Like, ours kind of bounces like this. Oh, okay,
then they were just talking about the update. I must have misheard. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I also thought it was really interesting that they didn't talk about the watch a lot. They waited, like, the last 10, 15 minutes to talk about the watch, which is really interesting because the whole fucking focus of the thing would have been the watch because, I mean, spring forward. Why would you talk, like... Half an hour. No, I mean like 50% of the 50, like I would say about 60% of the entire presentation was based on other stuff. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what the watch ends up doing. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be successful and I'm sure that the MacBook is going to be successful as well. And it's just going to take some time for them. I do love the battery. That is awesome. I mean, it lasts you what, 24 hours is what they said?
All day. Which we don't use our computers constantly, so that could be like 2 or 3 days.
Right. That's insane. I do like the fact that they were able to like layer it.
Right.
Like paper. That's pretty cool. That's kind of, you know, that's innovative. And the fact that the inside of the computer doesn't have a fan. That's cool. And they were saying that the board itself
is
the same size as the phone, right?
Well, twice the size of the phone. So what's in here is twice the size of that.
Yeah, there's like it's not that big, and it's all flash drive. Yeah. It's all flash memory.
That's what these are too, right? These are flash on our computers.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
we don't have like a CD player or anything, which I miss that option. Sometimes, I mean, we could buy one for like $60, I think. But. Because I kind of want to do like music CDs again, like send people music CDs, like when I'm thinking about them or whatever.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
I need to send you those.
Yeah, you do, hunty.
I was just going to do it here because it's faster. All
right. What else we got to talk about? Because we are at 53.5 minutes.
Minutes.
Do you only want to do one show this week?
Oh. You're trying to get rid of me, aren't you?
Maybe.
You asshole.
Maybe we'll just do like a 30-minute show.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Let's talk about. So I went to go see Still Alice.
Is that a movie?
Yes, it's the movie Still Alice, and it's the movie that Julianna Moore won the Oscar for. It was an incredibly beautifully sad movie. I cried. Like the entire time, because it's based on this character who gets she gets Alzheimer's, but it's like a very rare form of Alzheimer's. Like, one because it happens when she's 50. For her it happened when she's 50, but typically this type of Alzheimer's happens when you're young. Mm-hmm. And it's familial, so you pass it on to your offspring.
Ooh.
And she had three kids, and her eldest daughter ended up having the gene as well. So, and it's not one of those where just because you pass it doesn't mean that it's that it could be active or not. Like, it's active when you pass it. So eventually, her daughter would have got had the same issue she did. It was really sad. Julianne Moore did a fantastic job with the role. I could see why she won the Oscar.
I think she's been pretty good almost in everything she's ever
done. I think she is probably like Meryl Streep, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that she's gotten a lot of credit for that. And I think that I love the fact that she did get the Oscar for this movie, because I think she did a phenomenal job. But they are also saying that the next movie that she's coming out with, and I can't remember the fucking name for the life of me, but that one is equally good, if not better, than the acting job that she did with this movie. And, excuse me, I mean, it's just, it's so sad.
Is it like The Notebook sad? Like, you know, at the end of The Notebook? Is it like sad like that? If it's super sad, I probably won't watch it, because I can't do feelings. I cannot get the feels.
It's extremely sad. Because you see her go through the process of losing her memory, and then and how it affects her family.
Mm-hmm.
And Kristen Stewart is in the movie, and I usually dislike her, but she actually did a really great job in the movie.
I Never Smile.
Right. She was Miss, I feel like she's just living life, like loathing life.
Right. Yeah. I hate my life because I'm so rich and everyone knows me. Right.
She did a fantastic job in the movie. And what's his name? Oh, my God. The star from 30 Rock, the older guy.
Alec Baldwin.
Yes. Alec Baldwin is the husband, and he's fantastic in the movie as well.
He has the most beautiful eyes.
I just think he's a gorgeous man.
Want all up in that, don't you?
And I feel like as he's gotten older, he's gotten so much like more good looking. But yeah, it's just a really great movie. I really recommend that you guys watch it if you can. It is Bring Your Tissue, because you will fucking cry. And I think it's amazing. I think everyone should see it, just because it's like...
Is it on Netflix or anything yet?
No, it's still in the movie theaters.
Oh.
But yeah, it's a really great movie. It was very sad. I like literally cried the entire time, and I cried even after I left the movie. One, because it reminds me of something that's personal to me, but just two, with the idea that it's scary for me to think that. I think that's probably one of the scariest things. I would rather have cancer than that. Like, that to me is probably like, if you were to ask me what was the one thing that you feared the most, that would be it, to have Alzheimer's, because you. Just the idea of losing your memories.
Well, we're going to end the show on a lovely note, apparently.
Anyways, go see it if you can, because it's a really, really fascinating
movie. I might try to watch it. It might be too sad for me. I can't deal. But
just go watch it.
Again, I want to say thank you to everyone that wished me well for my birthday and my wedding and the 600th show. That was really awesome. You guys make sure you still call and get into the Kathy Bacon contest, because apparently it's going to be the shit. And
so she hasn't told you what it is?
No, she won't tell us.
Interesting.
It's probably going to be pretty amazing if she's not telling us. And I think that's it. So we will talk to you next week. This is Ricky.
And this is Texas Hair.
You remembered.
I did.
Aww.
Remembered.
You remembered. All right. See you guys next week.
Bye. Bye. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys. And visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys, and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey, Roger. What's up?
Oh, nothing. I was looking over the sky and I saw a rainbow.
Oh, speaking of rainbows. Rainbow Radio listeners.
Yes, this is for all our 17 listeners on Rainbow Radio.
Make sure that you head over to FileMonkeys.com or iTunes and download some of our other shows, because we don't always play all of our shows on the Rainbow Radio Network.
So even though we are not a paid podcast, you could be missing exclusive information.
Correct. So take a look for us in iTunes as File Monkeys Podcast.
Yes.
Or go to the FileMonkeys.com webpage and you will find more content there.
Yes. And don't forget to leave us a review.
Thank you.
Toodaloo.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Okay, you can shut that down. And let's talk a little bit. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. Hi.
Can you get off the phone? All right, stop.